welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. During wartime, two soldiers were found to be fighting one another. The officer who noticed them beating up on each other stopped them. Then, pointing out toward the battlefield, said to them, "Over there, men, is your enemy." This little story reminded me of the disagreement that Paul and Barnabas have in the lesson before us. Now, they didn't have a fist fight, but they did disagree very strongly. We'll be looking at that incident in just a few moments. I'd like to remind you that we're studying together the book of Acts in the New Testament. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. The book of Acts, to me, is such a great book because of its strong missionary emphasis. These people carried the gospel to the then-known world. By the way, we have study notes that we'd like to send to you. Our address will be given at the close of the program. Now the closing verses of Acts chapter 15. Paul here suggests to Barnabas that they go again to visit cities where people have been saved. Barnabas was willing, but insisted on taking his nephew Mark. You remember that Mark dropped out early in the first missionary journey. Paul now refuses to take Mark along, and finally they decide to go their separate ways. You might ask who was right. Verse 39, this is Acts 15:39. This verse indicates that there was a sharp contention between them. In the book of Proverbs, there's a verse that says, "Only by pride comes contention." Probably they were both wrong to some extent. The story has a happy ending, though. Years later, in writing to Timothy, Paul says, now this is 2 Timothy 4:11, "Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service." That reference was 2 Timothy 4, verse 11. Though in Acts 15, Paul did not consider Mark as useful, years later he wrote to Timothy that now he's useful. Undoubtedly, Mark had matured, and Paul knew this. Paul now takes Silas and begins his second missionary journey. Let's turn to Acts 16, and this is quite a chapter. When Paul and Barnabas were in Lystra on their first journey, the people initially worshipped them and then, in a change of attitude, stoned Paul. One young man was deeply impressed by this. He gave his heart to the Lord and longed to help in the work. This was Timothy. When Paul came back, he asked the brethren about Timothy, and when he learned how highly they considered him, Paul asked if he could travel with them. After going through the countries of Phrygia and Galatia, they tried to enter the province of Asia. Part of this is what we now call Asia Minor. But the Holy Spirit prevented them from going there and also into Bithynia. Finally, they reached Troas, or Troy, on the northern seacoast. Just across the sea was Macedonia, a country in Europe. At this point, Paul saw in a vision a man of Macedonia saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." After this, they bent every effort to go to Macedonia. Another interesting thing happens right here. In Acts 16, verse 10, we read, "Immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia." The use of the pronoun "we" indicates that the author of Acts, Dr. Luke, joins them at this point. Also of great importance is the fact that the gospel is now going into Europe for the first time. Let's pause for a few moments right here for some music. We've just seen Paul faced with some closed doors and one big open door to Europe. Paul is obedient. In spite of possibly his own desires to stay in Asia, he obeys the Lord and goes into Europe. Let me ask you a personal question. How important is the will of God in your life? listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're continuing our studies in the book of Acts. This is Lesson 8 and page 2 of that lesson for those of you who have the lesson notes. We hope all of you will follow along in the Bible. We're in the 16th chapter. They've just arrived in Europe. Soon they came to Philippi, the chief city of the region. Here there was no Jewish synagogue for Paul to preach in, but they found a few women gathered for prayer by the river. Paul spoke to them, giving them a message from the Lord, a message of salvation. One of the women heard the message, opened her heart, and believed. She was a seller of purple dye, or cloth. Her name was Lydia. Another young woman was in the terrible power of an evil spirit called Python. Because of the strange things she said, her masters obtained much profit. Paul commanded the evil spirit to come out of her. Naturally, the masters of the girl were angry at Paul and Silas because now they could not make any more easy money. They had Paul and Silas brought before the magistrates. As a result, they were beaten and put into the inner prison with their feet fastened in wooden stocks. Paul and Silas had been unjustly treated, but instead of complaining, they sang praises to the Lord at midnight. Someone has said this was the first sacred concert in Europe. Then God sent an earthquake, which shook loose the doors of the prison and also freed every person in it. When the jailer realized what had happened, he knew that he would be put to death for letting the prisoners get away. He pulled out his sword and was about to kill himself when Paul called out to him to say that they were all still there. And that's when he rushed in and fell down before Paul and Silas and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul's answer is one of the best-known verses in the book, Acts 16:31. "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household." That's Acts 16:31. Paul went on to speak the word of God to the jailer and his household. They all believed and were baptized that very night. In Acts chapter 17, we find them going on to Thessalonica, the capital of Macedonia. Here, as usual, Paul went into the synagogue and preached from the scriptures that Christ should suffer, then be glorified, and that Jesus was the Christ. As usual, some believed, and some did not. Then the Jews started trouble. They accused the missionaries of disloyalty to the emperor. It is true that Paul preached Jesus the King, but he did not teach that the people should disobey their ruler. So there was blessing and opposition in Thessalonica. Finally, the brethren there thought it best that Paul and Silas go on to Berea. And look what happened. More blessing. This is one of my favorite verses in the book of Acts. This is Acts 17:11. This reference has to do with the people of Berea. This is Acts 17:11. "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." May we pause right here to say that this is one of the goals of the Emmaus Bible Hour, that like the people of Berea, you receive the word with great eagerness and then examine the scriptures daily to find out what is really true. We want your faith to be based on the facts of God's Word. Why not memorize Acts 17:11 and make it a theme verse of your life? Many believed in Berea. Opposition became so strong that Paul had to leave for Athens. However, Silas and Timothy stayed for a while and the church was established. Athens was a large university center of the ancient world. Many great philosophers lived there. It was also a very religious city, in that there were hundreds of idols to the many gods which were worshipped by the Athenians. Paul not only preached to the Jews in the synagogue, he also went out into the market to speak to the people. The Athenians were always looking for some new teaching, so they took Paul to Mars Hill and ask him to explain this new teaching. Paul does not quote from Scripture, since these listeners are heathen people and not Jews. He tells them that the Creator God is a God of love, but that he will judge the world in justice for its sin in departing from him. The judge of all will be the one whom God raised from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ. Before Paul could finish, the people began to laugh. They did not believe in the resurrection. Others said that they would hear him again. However, some did believe and were saved. And isn't that very much like the response of today? Some laugh, criticize, put it off, but then some believe. What is your response? Remember, your decision determines your destiny. We close another time together. Write to us this week. If you have a question, send it to us. Our address will be given in just a few moments. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.